Laramendi. If anything determined the fate of Guardamar, it was the earthquake of 1829, which on the 21st of March devastated the ancient village built on the castle hill. The earthquake, measuring between 6 and 7 on the Richter scale, destroyed 557 houses, the parish church, 3 hermitages, the fortress, 2 flour mills, 2 silos, and 3 oil mills. The earthquake left 3,000 people homeless, although, somewhat surprisingly, only 8 were killed and 14 wounded. In charge of designing the new urban fabric of present-day Guardamar was José Agustín Laramendi, under the reign of Ferdinand VII. His design was quite advanced for the time. It was designed around a central axis, right where you are now, running along the Calle Mayor and the Avenida de País Valenciano. This main road is connected by 3 plazas, one large rectangular plaza in which the church and town hall are located, and 2 additional round plazas on either end of the thoroughfare, the Plaza Pescadores and Plaza Labradores. Guardamar is a good example of an anti-seismic urban layout. The streets are 50 metres wide, straight and cut at right angles. Houses have only one floor or of no higher than 4.5 metres, with large inner patios functioning as safe spaces. Roofs are made of wood and cane, light, flexible materials that are better at withstanding earthquakes. Laramendi was so pleased with his work that in his memoirs he writes,
"And the great plan will enable the residents of Guardamar to cope with future earthquakes. Guardamar is going to be the most beautiful town in the kingdom."
The present-day Pescadores and Labradores plazas were originally named after St. Peter and St. James, respectively. They served a wide array of functions, from providing space for coaches to drive to celebrations like the running of the bulls, or performances of Els Careceres, a type of comic theatre based on local stories and anecdotes from the local area. Towards the end of the 19th century, another threat loomed over Guardamar, the advancing coastal dune system. While the sands did destroy some blocks within the municipality, the pine forest we see here today helped stop the rapid advance of the dunes and kept the city from being buried.